We're headed to St. George's, where we met with Dr. Nirav Shah. Nirav is the adult intensive care consultant at the hospital. And I asked him about what was the worst moment, the very worst moment for him working in the pandemic.
I think for us in the first wave, the crescendo was Easter weekend. At that point, we had opened an additional... So St. George's has three intensive care units normally for adult patients. On Easter weekend, my memory is that we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... We were onto our 7th intensive care, preparing to open our 8th space. We're converting wards, converting theatre facilities to look after patients. And we're doing the best we could for the patients. So that was probably the peak of our infections and our severe infections needing intensive care. I can remember colleagues breaking down as patients were dying in front of them, young people, people that we would never normally see dying. And I have memories of colleagues who worked in the military just walking into rooms and closing the door behind them, and you could just hear us crying behind the door. But I think at that point, it was just so busy and we were just doing what we could for people. You almost didn't have time to stop and reflect and think. Actually,
there... No, you have. So I'm asking you to.
So in the aftermath of that first wave, and also in the aftermath of the second wave, I've had colleagues reevaluate their work-life balances across the board. Lots of our staff have gone to less than full-time working. Also, staff have been heavily burnt out, and lots of colleagues have had to take time off, weeks, months, and some colleagues have left intensive care, some colleagues have left medicine. For our nursing staff, I think it was particularly difficult. Our nurses, as you look around today, providing one-to-one care, they have real relationship with the patients, with relatives. And when we were stretched and stretched and stretched, we had one intensive care nurse at one stage looking after 5 to 6 patients with support staff who come from across the hospital. And to support those other staff who, again, were in a completely new and unfamiliar environment and mental toll of not just looking after these patients, but looking after staff who had volunteered and come into your space to try and do the best they could. But everyone knew that we were not doing what we could have done if the ask had been less, because, you know, of course, it was extraordinary times. And I think that really told. And we saw a lot of staff from Europe and from other countries go home after the two waves. I think part of reevaluating your work-life balance, people realise the importance of family. And perhaps where it was exciting going work in England for a few years when you were young and free, and suddenly all this has happened, people did go home, and we saw a lot of our younger nurses return home. We've seen some of them come back to us, some of them visit every so often, and, you know, we talk about what happened and how it went down.